Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
All right. You're listening to the Investor Coaching Show. I'm Paul Winkler. The thing that I am talking about right now is taxes. Everybody's favorite subject when it comes to financial planning. It can be fairly complicated. Now, we taught a workshop on this, Evan Barnard and myself. Evan is a certified financial planner and enrolled agent as well. He wears both hats, and he's Cool Springs and the Columbia office, and they've got an office out in Dixon as well. And he kind of jumps between these various offices. But he and, he and a few of our other people are enrolled agents as well. So, you know, taxes are something that we think an awful lot about around here. So one of the things that we did is we decided to do a workshop on how taxes can affect retirement. And that's what we got into is taxes on Social Security, taxes on Medicare. Now, one of the things that we also talked about is, you know, and we're taking an income in retirement. It used to be so simple. Back in the early days, we would take income from the least tax advantaged investments first. You know, that would be the thing to do. So, you know, you go and you look at the things that you have, your bank accounts and your non-qualified taxable investment accounts. That means that you're paying taxes on interest and capital gains each year. It's not deferred. You're paying taxes on it currently. Those would be the things that we'd pull money out of first. Then you'd go to tax deferred money like IRAs. Then you'd go to tax exempt money like Roth IRAs. So usually that was the case. It made it a lot simpler to do it that way. Well, over the years, it has gotten a lot more complicated. There have been papers written on this. Kenneth Anderson was one person that had written a paper, Journal of Finance. There was another one by Greg Geisler that had written, and David Hulse had written in the Journal of Financial Planning. There were other things written by Kirsten Cook, and it's just a lot of things out there saying, hey, it's a lot more complicated than that now. So what may happen is sometimes we do still spend taxable money. I'll give you a couple examples here. It got a little bit more complicated in the workshop, but I may actually decide that I am going to retire. Oh, let's just throw out a number. I'm going to retire at age 65, let's say. And I want to retire, live off of some of the income. But, you know, I've got some money in a non-qualified account, a taxable account. I've got some money in an IRA, which is pre-tax money. It's never been taxed before. And I got some money in a Roth IRA, let's say, something like that. And I'm looking at it and saying, well, man, I'm going to hold off on Social Security. Because if I hold off, you know, I'll get a bump of 0.05% for every month that I wait to take my benefit. And then when I hit my full retirement age, and let's say that's 67, I'll get a bump of 8% per year. You know, so that's pretty good. I'll get a pretty big bump of 8% per year for 3 years. And I'll, you know, from just waiting from age 67 to age 70, I have a 24% increase per life on Social Security. So that might make sense to do that. But what do I live off of? Well, just because you retired at 65 doesn't mean that you have to take your Social Security at 65. You can wait till 67. Now, in some instances, I'll have, let's say, a husband and wife, and I might have, let's say, the lower income earner between the two of them, whoever that happens to be, take their benefit early and defer the higher benefit all the way to age 70. And it just depends on the person's situation. But let's say we have a person that does have a bunch of taxable money. They've got a good non-qualified account. They've got investments that are not in 401ks, in other words, or in IRAs. And then they decide that they're going to spend some of that money down, spend a little bit of it down, and then because they're spending after-tax money down, what's their tax rate? Well, it may be very, very low. Maybe not much of anything income-wise. So they might have literally found themselves in a zero 10 or a 12% tax bracket. Well, in that case, what I can do is voluntarily, I can actually start to pull money out of the IRAs and convert them to Roth IRAs. I can even juice it up a little bit and convert, let's say, $10,000 of my, let's say just use $10,000 of my IRA. And let's say that I have part of its taxed at half of its taxed at 0% tax rate and half of it at 10% tax rate. So literally, what's my tax rate? 5%, right? Half of it at zero, half of it at 10. 5% tax rate, it's $10,000. I take that money out, I pay $500 in taxes. That's it. And I go, oh, okay, that's great. And I take that $500 and the $9,500 that's left, and I put it into a Roth IRA. So my $10,000 becomes $9,500 into the Roth IRA, and I can take the $500 in taxes, and I can pay it from a non-qualified account and pay the taxes from there. And that way, what happens, I've basically turned taxable non-qualified money into tax-free money into the future. So kind of a cool little trick that we often use for financial planning. Thanks for tuning in to the Investor Coaching Podcast. Now, you may be one of these people that's been listening and realizing, wow, investing, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye, and financial planning, tax laws constantly changing, and recognizing that maybe you might need some help in this area, but you don't want just anybody to help you out. So we have 10 offices in the Middle Tennessee area, and everything we do is fee only. We align our interests with your interests. So you can get an initial 15-minute phone call with any one of our offices just by going to paulwinkler.com/call. That's it. Every one of the offices is run by somebody with 20 plus years experience. They're all degree planners. They all have academic backgrounds in investing, and you can get the help that you need. So if you want to set up a complimentary phone consultation, just go to paulwinkler.com/call. And we look forward to seeing you soon. All right, back here on the Investor Coaching Show. I am Paul Winkler. Talking money and investing, paulwinkler.com is the website. Just talking a little bit about just a couple things, not a whole lot, but if it's something that you're really interested in, taxes and retirement planning. Specifically, Evan Barner and myself, we did a workshop this week. It's online at paulwinkler.com. You can go there. But we talked about Social Security taxation. We talked about Medicare taxes. We talked about conversions, Roth IRA conversions. One of the things that we did talk a little bit about is filling up buckets. In other words, you might have a bracket that you're in, a tax bracket, and you may voluntarily pay taxes all the way up until the top of that bracket. We do this a lot. I find myself doing a lot with people in retirement, and they're looking like their income is going to be higher in the future. It's going to be 24%, 32%, 35% tax bracket or something like that. And maybe just in the short run, they're only in like a 12% tax bracket. And we may voluntarily pay taxes just up to the point where you're going to get up into a 22% bracket and stop there. Or maybe you're in a 22 and may just stop right there before you go to 24. But the big jumps are between 24 and 32. Those are the big jumps in tax brackets. And 12 to 22 are the two big ones. And what happens, because it's a big jump up, the reality is we may end up in a situation where we can actually play those brackets against each other and voluntarily pay taxes at a lower one now in order to avoid higher taxes when required distributions start happening in the future. Because we've had all kinds of changes in required minimum distributions. It used to be that, it was 70 and a half and you had to start taking money out of your IRA. Then it moved to 72. Then it moved to 73. Then we have 73 and 75. And, it just depends on the year that you're born. If you're born in the 1960s and later, it's 75. And then you don't have to pull money out until then. But if you're born in the 1950s, it's 73. And for some people, it was 70 and a half because that already started. But, you know, that's how that works. You know, so if we look at when it may make sense to voluntarily pay some taxes, it may be a situation where you're a business owner and you just have a bad sales year. Well, so your income is going to be low, or you have really high expenses. So your marginal tax rate is low as a result of that. Or maybe you have some non-recurring high medical bills and you're still able to deduct your medical expenses. You know, it might be a situation. So, you know, there are all kinds of reasons that that may be the case. And we discussed that a little bit in the workshop. You know, so we look at that and go, okay, so those are some of the things that we can do. The other thing that you can do is, you know, for sometimes, you know, you might have highly appreciated stock, you know, maybe an investment portfolio that's done really well, and you're in a 10 or a 12% tax bracket. Well, remember what happens is you may have no capital gains if you're in that particular bracket. So it may be a good year to realize those gains and not pay any taxes and then reinvest even. And then that way, now you have a new basis. You know, so it's basis is what did you put in plus what you have you paid taxes on already. So let's say I put $10,000 in an investment and I paid taxes on $2,000 in gains. Well, what's my basis? 10 plus the two. You know, so I pay taxes on the gains over the years. And I take that $10,000 plus the $2,000 I paid taxes on. Now that's my basis. And if it's worth $20,000 and I sell it, there's an $8,000 capital gain. You know, because I have a 10 that I put in plus the two I paid taxes on. It's gained up to 20 in my example. Now I can have a situation where if I'm in a really super low tax bracket, I may voluntarily take those gains, pay no taxes on them, and then I can reinvest it. And I can have a situation where I have now a new investment account with a basis of 20,000. Hope that makes sense. You know, so the other thing that we looked at, we talked a little bit about HSAs. Health savings accounts. One of the things I often warn people about in retirement is making sure that if they're contributing to an HSA, they still are working for a company that's covering their health insurance at work, and they've got an HSA. You know, some people will go and sign up for Medicare, and may not be a good idea to do that because then you ruin your odds of being, or you ruin your chances to go put more money in the HSA, because if you're in Medicare, you can't contribute to an HSA. So that was another thing that I talked a little bit about in the workshop. The other thing that we talked a little bit about is something that is near and dear to our hearts is we're charitable giving and using the ability to donate, make donations after age 70 and a half and be able to actually use the QCD, which is a qualified charitable distribution. Now, you can put up to $100,000 and you pull that money from an IRA, have the check go directly to the charity. It has to be done through the custodian, so they write the check out to the charity. And then what ends up happening, it's counted for your RMD, but it's not reported as income. So it's kind of a way of getting your deduction for charitable contributions back. Because, you know, in the days where you made contributions to charities and the standard deduction was lower, you know, you would look at it and go, I'm making contributions to charities. I'm paying interest on my house. I've got healthcare expenses. I'm going to itemize this year for taxes, you know, because that itemization between those things that I'm able to deduct is greater than the standard deduction that they give to everybody just for fogging a mirror in America. So you do that. Well, what happened is the standard deduction went way up. And, you know, you have a lot of income that you can earn, which is great. I mean, you don't have to pay any taxes on it. But if you're a person that donates to charities, you don't get the benefit of that charitable donation. Well, this is a way to get that back by doing a QCD. You can get your charitable deduction back in a way because you're able to pull money out of your IRA tax-free and donate it straight to the charity. So it's really, really good. You know, just keep that in mind. You know, yeah, it's for people that are 70 and a half and older. It's not for everybody. Not everybody can do this. So I want you to understand that this is not for everybody. But it makes a big difference. You know, so, and the other thing we talked a little bit about is estate planning. You know, it used to be in the days that you had to get really, really fancy with your estate planning, how to pass assets to heirs. And, you know, now You might have somebody that is a natural person that might be the person that inherits your non-qualified account because they get a step up in basis, for example. And you may have assets that you want to send to a charity because it's all taxable. You know, IRAs, for example, you know, pre-tax IRAs, because they don't have to pay taxes on it. Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. You can watch some of the videos there, and if you're not already a client, you can set up a free initial consultation. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more competent investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what investments are appropriate for you, please consult with a financial advisor. Paul Winkler, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your particular situation.